On October 23rd, the famed All Blacks clashed with the USA Eagles on American soil. No one expected an American victory, but the 104-14 loss left many wondering if the plan for building the Eagles is working. There was an expectation that a team of fully professional Americans would keep it within 30-ish points, so why wasn't the U.S. able to keep up? Does that mean the MLR isn't the right vehicle for developing talent? We'll dive into those questions after the break. If you're a listener that lives and breathes rugby, I don't want to patronize you. However, there's a real segment of listeners and readers that are American sports fans only recently converting to rugby. If you're in the first group, bear with me for a moment, because I need to make sure we're all on the same page about one thing. The All Blacks are incredible. I don't mean that in the way most American fans think of an incredible team. In the States, you might say the Chiefs of the NFL are incredible, but the wheels seem to have come off this season. You might say the Patriots are incredible, but they've taken a huge step back post-Tom Brady. Even perennial power teams like the Lakers or the Yankees have to rebuild from time to time. The All Blacks never rebuild. They just evolve. The All Blacks brand is one of the world's biggest. Think Man United or Barcelona in soccer, bigger than the Lakers and Knicks of basketball, or even dominate baseball brands like the New York Yankees or the Cleveland Guardians. The All Blacks are less of a team and more of a religious experience. Compare that to an Eagle squad fielding its first ever all-MLR lineup. With all the fanfare around MLR's benefit for the national team, it's easy to see how people thought this could at least be a respectable performance. In reality, the current MLR isn't ready to produce test-level stars. It doesn't do as much to raise the Eagles' ceiling as it does to raise its floor. But why? Well, the MLR is at the beginning of the end of its startup phase. Gone are the days of wondering whether or not there will be an ongoing league. But the MLR has yet to convert to a truly full-time professional setup, an endeavor that could take another couple decades. The driving force is, as always, money. We don't have a clear picture into the league's finances, but the salary cap can be used as something of a proxy. When the league started in 2019, teams had only $250,000 in salary cap to fill out rosters. The season was only 9 games, so there was less total labor needed and less depth that had to be called on. The league expanded to the 16-game format the following year, with the salary cap reportedly growing to $450,000. 2020 saw another boost to $500,000, and the cap remained flat going into 2021, which was a bit impressive considering the cuts to larger leagues that also suffered pandemic losses. While reports of the new cap have yet to surface, we do know all teams will receive some sort of increase due to the grassroots development incentives, with the biggest rewards being $60,000, according to the MLR Kickoff podcast. Now, assume each team signs a World Cup-style squad of 33 players, which isn't realistically enough given injury replacements over the year, but stick with me. Using the $500,000 base cap, that works out to an average of about $15,150 per player pre-tax. Now, national team players can make up to 45K, but that only suppresses the earnings of those lower on the depth chart. It's not hard to see why the biggest and best of American rugby still need to go abroad. Obviously, the competition is better week in and week out. AJ McGinty likely doesn't develop into a world-class 10 in the MLR. The entire preferred Eagles front row is based in the Premiership and Top 14. Ruben DeHaas played for Austin, but his four-week deal was so short that I think they actually got it on Cameo, along with a birthday shout-out for the commissioner. And since the game was held outside the World Rugby Test window, foreign-based players were not required to be released by clubs. The All Blacks might not have fielded their best roster, but this was closer to an Eagles B-side as well. Now, that doesn't mean the MLR will never produce stars. Consider Sam Wuching. Wuching played football in college before returning to rugby afterward. He developed into a dominant force in the MLR and signed to play in the Pro D2. That's the second level of French rugby, where he'll make more than in the States against, frankly, better competition. He chose to focus on his new club this summer instead of commuting back and forth between club and country, but that's an example of how MLR can produce test-level talent over the coming terms. Now, the longer-term possibilities are even greater. Consider the relatively rapid cap growth from 2018 up until the pandemic. The cap grew at an annualized rate of 41.42% per year over that time. If the league can get back to a year without COVID disruptions, large growth could return. At 20% annual growth, just less than half of what previously occurred, and an assumption of annualized inflation of 3%, the league would be on pace for a salary cap of about $2.3 million in present dollars for 2031. That's enough to provide full-time wages to every player, and with that, the attracted talent can rise as well. And that doesn't even include the value of developmental pipelines. With the growth of youth rugby really starting now, we're probably 15 years away from those first young rugby players being solid MLR players, but unlike converted players, they'll grow up with the game, developing instincts that the current MLR just simply lacks. Did you see much structured play in DC? No, the All Blacks just kept using instincts to rip apart an overwhelmed opponent. Realistically, I don't see the Eagles growing rapidly over the next couple years. But the increased presence of MLR can have a knock-up effect, generating interest in the national side and, in turn, additional revenue. That revenue can be used to extend camp times for the national side and actually letting them develop into a proper team. It's a bit of a waning game at the top, but the talent is coming. And it's getting there as fast as it can.